All right. Hello, Morro Bay, and welcome to the Wednesday, October 27, 2010 Public Works Advisory Board meeting. Please note that four members are present with one missing. June Christoph Jones called and said she could not make the meeting. And so if we could begin the meeting and have a moment of silence for everything going on in the world. And we have Mr. Olson and Mr. Rutherford accept the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Announcements. Do we have any announcements anybody would like to make? And yes, we do.
Yes, good day, everybody. The entire community is invited to please join us on Sunday, November 7th at 5 p.m. here at the Morro Bay Veterans Hall for the Historical Society of Morro Bay's annual guest event. We have a quarterly meeting. This is our biggest quarterly meeting of the year, November 7th, Sunday at 5, and it's a tribute to Bozzo Coroscelli, the artist, Renaissance man, former music instructor of Morro Bay, who will be here to present his life story as well as the film Bozzo. It's a documentary about his very fascinating life, and come learn all about him, have a potluck supper with us, and share in the conviviality of the Morro Bay Historical Society. Again, that's Sunday, November 7th. 5 p.m. is the potluck. 6 p.m. the program will begin. And Bozzo is responsible for many of the interesting art projects.
All right. Do we have any other announcements? None. We're on to written communications. We have a number of letters for different items on the agenda. But first, we have a letter from the Morro Bay Citizens Bike Committee talking about the bike parade on July 4th, 2010. And so just note we have that. Next, we have some letters concerning items for on tonight's agenda, specifically talking letters from the RTA and Morro Bay talking about the Dalaride situation in Morro Bay. And we also have a letter from RTA about the another item on the agenda concerning the public art project at the Morro Bay bus shelter at City Park. And I think that's it in terms of written correspondence. Actually, we have another note concerning tomorrow night. There's a public meeting for the Morro Bay Cayugas Sewer District Treatment Plant Upgrade Project, EIR, and that's going to be held tomorrow at the Morro Bay Community Center Multipurpose Room on Kennedy Way from, and that's tomorrow, right? From 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. There's another. Okay, I'm looking for it. Oh, there it is. All right. We have another memo talking about an upcoming, letting us know.
That's one, right?
Yes. Trying to think. How would you best describe this, Janine?
I was going to say this is a memo that went to the City Council, and it was updating them on the public hearing on transit, the new transit system that the Public Works Advisory Board held in September. There was also some written communication that was provided. The city had provided a response to that, and so that's all packaged together that went to the council. So this is just giving the board members an update of what went to the council and the response.
No, after reading it, I was wondering, okay, what was the specific purpose of, since we've already heard about it. Okay, so that will do for the written communications. And we go on to public comments, presentations. We have a few folks in the audience, but they're here for other items. Correct? Neil, you were waiting for the next one. All right. So we have moving along. We go to the director's report. Mr. Leivig is here on the hot seat waiting for all of the questions. Would anybody like to direct questions to Rob?
Before you start with the questions, I want to make an announcement about the state water shutdown, which is going to start on November 1st and it'll run through the 21st of November. So our state water project will be shut down. We'll be running off of our desal plant and supplementing that with local groundwater. So remember to use water wisely, especially during this state water shutdown period. Flyers will be going out to all postal customers in Morro Bay probably tomorrow, reminding them of the shutdown period.
Okay, and for all of you out there in the audience, you can hear Mr. Livick's voice. He's struggling, but he's taking it for the team. Thank you, sir. Does anybody have any comments on the director's report? Bill?
I didn't.
What is the status on South Bay and Quintana?
Our maintenance section has that. I'm not sure where it is in their work order list, but they have that as a work order to install those flashing beacons there at South Bay and Quintana.
Good. The reason I'm asking is there was another bad accident there the other day.
Okay. Jenny, did you have anything?
Nope.
Rob, I did have a question on talking about, if you can, because it's not your item, this is for Dylan and Michael and Jim, on the collection system, specifically Lift Station 2. It says design work is complete. The preparation of bid documents are the last remaining work item. The lift station has continued to experience problems with reliability. Does that mean that we have our guys going and putting emergency pumps in when it's?
I don't think it's been quite that bad yet, but as equipment, it's a duplex system, so there's backup pumping capacity there. So they, you know, we haven't had to set emergency pumps in there yet, but excuse me, and they're keeping that going until we can get that out to bid and under construction. If you don't mind, just since we passed over the wastewater treatment plant EIR, I just want to highlight that yet again. The meeting tomorrow will start at 5 p.m. The first hour will be more of an open house type setup where the consultant and some city staff members will be there to ask questions of. There'll be large size displays of site plan so we can actually point to things and talk about it. Then we'll go on to the more formal presentation that many of our viewers have seen before that's been at the Planning Commission and at the JPA meeting, going through the how the EIR was put together and its content, and then a little bit more formal question period where the EIR consultant will record those questions. There'll also be an opportunity to turn in written comments at that time. All comments turned in writing will be responded to in writing to that person. Oral comments.
Are you going to get to it in the director's report, or would you talk about the North Morro Bay bike overlay and what's going on?
Sure. Right now, it's mainly work being performed by the concrete subcontractor, which is Williams Engineering. Of Morro Bay is doing the sidewalk work, sidewalk curb gutter, cross gutters, filling in those gaps of sidewalk, removing non-compliant handicap ramps and replacing those. All of this work is taking place north of San Jacinto, between San Jacinto and Yerba Buena. Once that work is complete, Cal Portland, the prime contractor, will come in and edge grind the street and prepare it for the overlay process. And it's two layers of overlay with a reinforcing fabric in between those two layers. So that'll take place, weather permitting, probably within the next 2 weeks or so. We're also looking at a a change order. We hadn't planned on much pavement maintenance for the southerly section of North McCote that goes on top of it, that will help preserve that asphalt. There's companies in the area doing that work in San Luis Obispo right now, and we're trying to take advantage of them being mobilized over here and add that to our contract, because it's very expensive to get people. There's no local providers of the slurry type process. They come out of Southern California or the Central Valley cities. So there's a big job for San Luis and San Luis Obispo County, so we're hoping to take advantage of that and add a little bit more work and life to that street.
One last thing, a question I have. I know last year, we had a fairly decent failure in the collection system in North Marbella where we had a cave-in, didn't we? And did we do any last-minute inspection of that road knowing that we're going to be overlaying it and have to tear it up?
They're videoing the collection system, you know, systematically. We will probably be doing some work on that will require cutting into the street within the next couple of years after it's replaced. When we do the lining of that, restore that pavement surface once they get done with their lining project. I expect them to restore it better than new.
I have a question.
Okay, thank you, Rob. And Bill, you have a question?
Back to Lift Station 2. So the design work is completed now. Are you merely changing the equipment in that hole, or are you making a new hole that's easier to work in?
Making a new hole that's easier to work in, and changing to much of the equipment that's below ground to above ground, so it doesn't require a confined spaced entry when we need to work on the electrical and electronic components there. We're not sending people down, you know, 20 feet below sea level.
That's always been a terrible place to work.
Yes, I agree. I wouldn't want to go down there.
When do you think that construction will happen?
We're hoping for this spring, after the rains, but before the tourist season starts.
Okay, do we have any further questions? Thank you, Rob. Your voice is giving me pains listening to it.
I'm going to have to excuse myself at this point, I think.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your effort. Mural on City Park Bus Shelter. And Janine, you're going to present?
Just real quickly, Neil Farrell is here with the Morro Bay Public Art Foundation to give a little overview of the proposal for a art mural along with some other things, other activities, upgrading benches, cleaning up the area and whatnot. So he's going to give a little presentation on what the actual proposal is, and we'll get to that in a moment. The City Council has approved a public art policy back in February of 2006, which is attached to your staff report, and it sets forth a policy for accepting and approving of public art that is on city-owned property. So part of what what the board will be doing is listening to the proposal that's being requested for approval, give any comments, and a recommendation to council whether to accept and approve the proposed painted mural and other bus shelter amenities. So with that, what I'd like to do is just turn it over to Neil Farrell for his presentation and then back to the board for any questions or comments.
Project at the bus stop in City Park. This is an RTA bus stop, but the city owns the building. Where this came about, I was in contact with Amy Wyatt, I believe her last name is, at the RTA, and we were chatting about different things. And she had mentioned that they didn't like this bus stop. They thought it was old and dated, and they were considering replacing it. And to me, it's a way better. I ride the bus fairly often, and it's a way better bus stop than anywhere else in on the coast that I know of. So I suggested that we do a public mural project on it. And they were intrigued by the idea, and we've been kind of kicking it around for several months now, and we're finally, this is the first time that we've gone through the public art policy from the city. All of our other murals, we have 8 around town, are all on private property. So we're kind of in kind of virgin territory with this policy here. We helped the city with suggestions when they were first crafting this, and it's not onerous by any means. But it's our first time. So anyway, so I've got some renderings that I've put together. RTA suggested that we replace the plexiglass in the windows, and we said, okay, if you guys pay for it. And so that may or may not be part of it, but definitely we will polish them up and clean them as best we can. The bench in front is a metal bench, and we're proposing to change it into a wooden bench because, we want it to be part of the artwork. It'll be painted as part of the artwork. We're offering them up as memorial benches if people want to sponsor them. The ones on the inside are in pretty rough shape, so we'll be refinishing those as well. Basically, on the outside that you just saw is sort of a beach shoreline scene, and as it wraps around the building, it'll head up towards the mountains and stuff. And here's on the inside. The inside's the part that I like. The concept was that on the outside of the building, you'd be on shore, above water, and as you walked inside, you would actually enter sort of the middle of the water column, the bottom will be as if you were looking down towards rocks and reefs and things like that. And then the kelp forest will go up the sides of the walls and up into the ceiling towards the top. And at the top, there's a... and as you can see, we've got some jellyfish. One of our artists, Dana Hickson, Kim Hickson, is... fabulous painter of jellyfishes. They're almost translucent. They're just beautiful. And so she's come up with some of these jellyfish and stuff on one side. And as you can see, this isn't to scale or anything. Okay, I'm not that good of a computer artist. But I can superimpose one photo over another. So that's basically what we've got. And my understanding was this was that we were just going to show you the concepts just to reassure everybody that we're not pulling a fast one and doing something that might be considered inappropriate or anything like that. No topless mermaids or anything like that. Don't laugh. Mermaids, they've been an issue before in this town. So basically what we're asking for is for you guys to give the nod to this project. We're going to get money from RTA. I've got a grant that I'm writing for Community Foundation. We've got a little bit of money, too, and we're going to be accepting donations. So it's totally not going to cost the city anything. I've got a scope of, providing a temporary benches for the bus stop and things like that. I'm hoping it won't rain. But if it does, I've got an easy up. We can put an easy up out for people and stuff. So anyway, that's about all I've got. Our artists are Kim Hickson, Ann Godsey, and Jeff Odell. Jeff is our consulting artist for our foundation. He's done a couple of murals with us in the past. Both Kim, Jeff, and Ann have all done art cans for Morbid Beautiful. So they're real excited about it, and we'd like to get on with it. And that's about all I have. Do you have any questions?
Well, thanks, Anil, for presenting. And having seen the murals around town and the bus stop, I think this would be a great addition to the city. I think I'm fine with moving ahead with it. Would anybody like to comment?
Let's do it.
Do it.
I like your style, Bill.
I do believe, is this a voting item, Janine, or just a...
It's comments to the council. You can make a recommendation if you would like to, what you said, move along with it, to accept the proposal from the Morro Bay Art Foundation and... to accept it on the city property that PWAB this evening.
And so would anybody like to make that recommendation? Could we use your wording and just say we recommend using your words? Or
keep it into one sentence and just say we recommend we do it.
All right, here's all would anybody like to try? You want me to go for it? All right. P. Webb recommends that the city moves ahead with the proposal from the Morro Bay Public Art Foundation to paint and improve the bus structure at Morro Bay Park, at City Park.
I second that.
Neil, have you guys figured out about how much that this may cost?
We have a tentative budget between $8,000 and $10,000.
You guys are just collecting the money, and that's how.
Yeah, we're starting now. RTA has tentatively pledged $4,000. I've asked them for $5,000. We've got a couple thousand, and hopefully we'll get these bent.
$8,000 to $10,000.
Thank you, Bill. Janine?
Yeah, the biggest mural that we've done is the one that's on the Coldwell Banker building, and it's pretty huge. And I think we spent about $500 or $600 on paint. Is this NovaColor paint? It's guaranteed to never fade. So it's specifically formulated with UV protectants and things like that. So we use that expensive, really expensive. I'm talking like $10 for a jar this big. So that's about the most expensive one that we've had, and it was about $600 or $700, as I recall. Okay.
Janine, what do you think? Was that all right?
It's worded correctly.
Okay, great. And so everybody was in favor, and so we recommend that go ahead. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you very much.
All right, the next. Yes, really. Next item on the agenda is a consideration of award of request for proposals for the MB10-T1 operation and management of Morro Bay Transit and Trolley Services. And Janine gets to talk again.
Thank you and good evening. Tonight you have before you the consideration of a local transit manager from the city of Atascadero, Bill Olson from your Public Works Advisory Board, and city staff that reviewed proposals that were received. And the evaluation committee is recommending that the Public Works Advisory Board consider the proposals that were received and to award and recommend the council award the contract to the RFP contract to MV Transportation. The current agreement with MV for operations and maintenance and management of MB Morro Bay Transit and Trolley Services expires in December of this year. In the spring of this year, the council made the change to approve changing from the demand response dial-a-ride service to the flex fixed route service due to funding cuts that occurred in Transportation and Development Act monies from the state over the last several years. And those new services for the flex fixed route, the fixed route and call-a-ride services began July 1. At that same meeting, there was also a strong desire for the council to go through a bid process once they extended MV's contract for 6 months, because the contract hadn't gone out for bid in a number of years, and they wanted to make sure that costs were being received by the due date from MV Transportation and the San Luis Obispo Regional Transit Authority. Both those proposals are available on the city's website as well. There was noticing placed in the newspapers, in the local newspaper, the Tribune, in the LA Times. It was also placed on an online, the California Association for Coordinated Transportation. They're a statewide transit organization that has a listserv, that has a website that puts on RFPs for consultants for operations and maintenance contracts and so on. In addition, it was also put on the city's website as well. Copies of the RFP specs were sent to 8 different transportation providers. A pre-proposal conference was held with 5 of those companies in attendance. And as I mentioned, 2 proposals were received, one from MV Transportation, the current provider, and one from San Luis Obispo Transit Authority, or RTA. I'm going to say RTA from now on because it's a long company name. RTA. Those were the two proposals that were received by the due dates and the ones that were reviewed by the evaluation committee. As I mentioned, the evaluation committee met after reviewing the proposals. There was jurors, fair handling, things of that nature. There was also organizational and management information, who's the trainer, is there a road supervisor, how's dispatching done, and things of that nature. And the last being financial information, which made up not only financial information as to whether the company is financially sound enough to be able to provide the services, but also the cost for that was being proposed that the city would be paying for those services. With regard to the technical ability, the evaluation committee felt that MV demonstrated an understanding of the services that were being requested. They provided detailed information regarding their staffing plan, screening and selection process, safety incentive programs, driver training program, as well as customer service. The proposed project manager for MV is responsible not only for the managerial duties on a day-to-day basis, but was also proposed as the dispatcher performing the dispatching functions, the road supervisor, as well as the trainer. And all of these activities are reflected in the price proposal as there's one individual with one cost for those. The evaluation committee felt that MV could perform provide or to make a determination as to whether or not they had the technical ability to provide the transit services requested based on the information that was provided in the proposal. In many areas, there were minimal or insufficient information with regard to staffing. They listed team members' names for upper management that they were indicating we'd be leveraging for services, with number of years that they've been in the transportation industry, but they didn't really describe what the functions were for these individuals, what they were going to be doing in relation to the contract. There was no wage scale provided for them or full-time equivalent for them, so it was hard to make a comparison. In addition, the proposal listed an operations road supervisor who makes up more than 27% of the proposed annual cost, but there was no information as to who this person was or what his or her experience was and what they would be doing for road supervision. It was unclear whether this position was for the North Coast region, which would include Morro Bay services, South Bay Dial-A-Ride services, services for Cambria in the north, as well as the RTA regional system that provides service in the north. And retraining, there wasn't detail regarding the kind of training that the drivers would receive. Is there classroom? How many hours? Is there behind the wheel? How many hours? What kind of curriculum? The different types of classroom training that would be provided. In addition, while on the org chart there was a listing of a name as the person who would be the trainer, the proposal did not indicate whether this person was DOT certified, which was a requirement of the agreement, of the RFP specs. And there were some other areas regarding screening and selection. They provided detail, not a lot of detail as far as the criteria for what would be considered an acceptable or unacceptable applicant for a driver. You know, driver's license, how many points you have, if you've had a DUI conviction, things of that nature that weren't provided. Accident procedures, there was no detail. If an accident occurs, what are the procedures that are taken? When is the city notified? How is the city notified? Same things for things like vehicle cleaning, the daily vehicle inspection, is the road supervisor they're going to review the daily vehicle inspections on a day-to-day basis, and how do they interact with the city's maintenance staff? And dispatching, the proposal stated that dispatching would be handled out of their San Luis Obispo facility, and there's a line item cost in their proposal, but there wasn't any detail on how the call ride trips would be scheduled and relayed to drivers. Would it be on a day-to-day basis? Their dispatching office is open all day long. Would they be providing dispatching services all day long, or the two-hour window that is currently being provided? So it wasn't really clear exactly what was being proposed there. With regard to organization and management, the evaluation committee felt both MV and RTA demonstrated experience with fixed route paratransit and trolley service. RTA has recently, within the last year, took service in-house to where they're operating it rather than having it be contracted out. So they did not have any specific deviated fixed route, flex fixed route experience, but they do have experience with fixed route paratransit and trolley service. With regard to financial information, financial statements were provided by both MV and RTA, and these were reviewed by the cost proposal. And the RFP states that there were forms within the RFP that needed to be submitted and turned in with the bid proposal. And these included a proposal certification, a budget breakdown form for each type of service that had a monthly fixed cost as well as a vehicle service hour cost for each type of service, the difference between the trolley and more of a transit, a job classification and wage scale, as well as a disadvantaged business enterprise participation form. MV submitted these forms and completed them, while RTA did not. They submitted a budget breakdown, which is included within the staff report, that had various line items. And it was on an annual basis, and it was for both services lumped together, so there was no separation, as well as no breakdown of monthly fixed costs or vehicle service hours costs. So on pages 4 through 7 is kind of a breakdown of each one of those forms and the information contained therein. What I want to do is go to page 5, the first table up on top of the page that goes over in each of the 3 years of the contract. When in trying to make some sort of comparisons with cost, in looking at the cost proposal between MV and RTA for driver salary and benefits, 57% of the total annual cost of MV's proposal goes towards driver wages and benefits, while RTA's goes is 39%. And then when you're looking at the management team, the proposed management team, labor, salary, and benefits, which includes your project manager, road supervisor, your dispatching functions, your trainer, MV's total cost proposal was 26% of the annual cost, and RTA's was 49%. MV included a couple of different discounts. They offered a 0.5% discount for payment within 10 days each month once we receive an invoice. In addition, they had a cost-saving option that they called it progress payments, whereby the city basically would pay 40% on the first of the month, and then the remaining balance on the 15th of the month. And then at the end of the month, there would be an invoice with any adjustments made or opted to do. In addition, MV also included an unconditional satisfaction guarantee warranty where the city could terminate the agreement at any time for any reason that the city is dissatisfied. And MV would return the past 12-month profits to the city. The cost difference between MV and RTA, as I've mentioned already, over the three-year period is a little more than $159,000. It's a little bit more than a third between the two proposals. The city's TDA apportionment for Morro Bay is not really expected to grow much. The city's population is fairly stagnant. We're not growing, whereas other cities within the county are, so that changes the percentage over time, as well as the recovering economy, because a portion of these funds are based on sales tax. As the economy starts recovering, people spending more money, more sales taxes getting generated, the city will start to see a little bit more in funding. So basically, what we're looking at is this is how much TDA money that we're going to have apportioned to the city, and which of the proposals, or will both of the proposals be able to fall within that. Any additional cost what the city currently pays for the same services, while RTA's cost proposal is estimated to be 24% more. And with that, with MV's proposal, for Morrow Bay Transit, it's a 5% decrease in contractor costs compared to what we currently pay, and is a 9% decrease in contractor costs for the trolley compared to what we currently pay. And so the evaluation committee believes that the proposal from MV exhibits the financial, technical, and organizational management ability to perform the requested Morrow Bay Transit fixed route, call a ride, and trolley services, and would be in the best interest of the city. As such, the evaluation committee is recommending the Public Works Advisory Board consider the proposals received and recommend to the City Council award of RFP number MB10-T1 to MV Transportation. With that, I'd like to turn it over to the board for any questions or comments and a recommendation to council.
All right. As we get going, Bill, since you were in on this committee, would you like to comment about this first before our questions, since you probably know a little bit more about it than anybody?
Ginny Anchley Hire, and as much as we, I think we're hard-pressed to make the low bid, aren't we? Let alone go for the higher one, so... I don't think there's much choice but to recommend we take the MV bid.
I have a quick question. I'm sure it's somewhere in here. I'm just not seeing it. The charts on page 5 and 6, I see the breakdown on page 7 of the driver's wages, fringe benefits, and workers' compensation. Where is that on the chart, though?
For MV... you're going to be looking at, on page 7, the hourly cost elements on the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
You have the driver's wages, fringe benefits, mm-hmm. and workers' compensation. Basically, you have the monthly fixed expenses, which are your management, your overhead, your profit, your insurance. And the variable cost, the hourly cost, the vehicle service hour cost that's on page 7 is your driver wages, benefits, and your workers' compensation insurance.
That's the vehicle service hour fee.
Correct.
Okay.
So then when you go to page 4.
I see. I got it. Okay. I see how it all...
Okay.
Thank you.
Richard, did you have any comments or questions? I would think in terms of money that it's a no-brainer. It's kind of interesting why RTA didn't propose something different, but obviously it's pretty obvious.
They wrote something.
Yes, they did. We do have a correspondence from RTA, and I think it – where is it? Can I borrow it? And it comments about being able to provide their bid, but it seems that they were a little bit put out that they didn't get to put extra information in. Did you respond to them, Janine?
The city received this in an email at about 4:30 this afternoon, so I haven't had a chance yet to... I've read it once over, but I haven't really had a chance yet to go into it into detail and have any sort of response ready for it.
Okay, well, with that said, and with Bill's commentary, the recommendation on the table is that PWAB forwards this recommendation to accept MV's proposal to City Council. Do we need to put anything else in there, Janine?
No, you can just move staff recommendation, or actually the evaluation committee's recommendation that the council consider the proposals received from the RFP and award the RFP to MV Transportation.
Okay. So PWAB, so here's the motion. PWAB recommends that the committee's report be advanced to City Council for acceptance.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Okay. And Janine, does that finish that part, or do we need anything further?
No, you don't need anything else for that item. So you would be moving on to old business.
All right. And on to the next agenda item, which is old business. There is no old business. And we go to the second to the last agenda item, which is future agenda items. And we have four on here. Rob's not here, but I guess this will go to Janine. We have Janine, do you have any idea what staff would like to present at the next one?
That I do not.
Okay. All right. Not reading the future. So we don't know. Does any PWAB member have anything they'd like to bring up for a future meeting?
Yes, I do. I would like to bring up a discussion of the potential site for a historic museum. The Central Coast Maritime Association has been in discussions with the city about putting in a museum at a particular site owned by the city, with some requests from the city that seem to be public works related. That's why I was asking about the construction on lift station number two, and that's an agenda item I'd like to see us discuss. Might be premature, but
That's the Planning Commission thing, isn't it?
We're all involved. I think it's all the committees. Yeah, for sure. Promotions committee. Yeah, you know, it's a kind of a citywide
that's been
conversation.
Going on for how many years?
I know. I think it's time to either do something about this or tell the Maritime Association that we're not going to do something about it. But it seems like it's been an ongoing conversation for so many years that it would be nice to bring it to light here.
Does that mean then that you'd like to kind of spearhead that and contact those folks and then you put together, or what are you thinking?
Would this be for the next meeting? Yeah, sure. I'll put something together for that.
Okay. So if we could put
down... I hope they're not mad at me for bringing it up.
If we could put down that Jenny will be bringing the Maritime Association or this item to present and talk about at the next meeting, along with whatever staff would like to put on as a future agenda item. Richard, did you have anything to put on?
No, I don't.
Bill? Okay, and I don't either. So that ends future agenda items, and then we're on to adjournment, seeing that nobody has anything else to say. And we will be adjourning the meeting at 5:05. And the next meeting, scheduled meeting, is Wednesday, November 17th. Remember, folks, there is the Morro Bay Cayugas meeting tomorrow night at the over the treatment plant, the water treatment plant at the community center on Kennedy Way tomorrow between 5 and 8. It should be very interesting. Please attend if you can, and important. Okay, thank you.
I was going to say, just to mention that the purpose of that meeting is to receive public comments regarding the scope, content, and analysis provided in the draft EIR for the proposed wastewater treatment plant project.
Yes. And those of you out in TV land, if you are so interested in this, which is one of the most important decisions Morro Bay is going to make in the next decade or two, please attend, and that's tomorrow at the community center. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in November 17th.